from scratch, what would you choose to design? You could live anywhere, you could make anything. Imagine you've got infinite resources, money is no object. You can dream big dreams on this. What kind of dream home would you come up with? Perhaps you would choose an idyllic country retreat like this one coming up on the screen here. Looks nice, doesn't it? Perhaps an exotic tropical island is more your cup of tea. That looks very nice, doesn't it? Or perhaps you're more of a city dweller. You'd go for a large penthouse apartment with city views. It's not really my kind of thing there. Or maybe if you're a bit younger with us this evening, you'd go for a house with its own soft play and, of course, its own McDonald's. I have to say, I quite fancy that one as well. Now, where we live matters, doesn't it? And as we've been constrained to our homes at various points over the last couple of years with various lockdowns going on, there's been another bug alongside coronavirus sweeping the nation. I don't know if anyone knows what it is. It is the bug of home improvement. People trying to expand their homes, build extensions, make their living spaces as good as possible. Because we know that where we live has an impact on our health and our well-being, don't we? You may well be wondering, Chris, what's all this got to do with Christmas? Not many Christmas cards have DIY projects or removals vans on the front of them, do they? Well, it's because the very first Christmas was about the biggest relocation in history. It was about the God of the universe, the one who made everything, moving himself into a new home. Now, just put yourself into God's shoes for a moment. What do you think God would choose? Something big and impressive? Some kind of palace, perhaps? Well, listen again to these words that Waddy read for us just a few moments ago, coming up on the screen for us. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, when John here talks about the Word, he's talking about Jesus, the one and only Son of God, who is himself fully God. And what's the new home, the new dwelling place that Jesus moves into? The Word became flesh. He took on a human body. That's his new home. Well, this is the wonder of Christmas. The first wonder of Christmas is that God has himself come to make his home with us. God has come to make his home with us. Let's just pause and get our heads around that for a moment. The one who imagined the sun and causes it to burn brightly by day is the one that we remember lying as a baby on top of the hay. The one who in great power and might created the seas and all the lands, at the first Christmas time was born with tiny toes and tiny hands. The God who made all the animals in all their rich variety comes into our world sharing our frail humanity. Just pause to ponder that for a moment. Doesn't that blow your mind? It might be hard to wrap your head around. How could it happen? Why would God be willing to humble himself, to restrict himself, to limit himself to a human body? Why would he come into the world like that? It would be a bit like the Queen deciding to move out of Buckingham Palace and live in a tent in the muddy fields of Glastonbury, wouldn't it? Be unthinkable. And yet, that is exactly what God in Jesus has done. He came and made his home with us. He became fully human like you and me. He lived, he breathed, he ate, he slept, he worked, he loved, he laughed, he mourned, he cried. In the coming of Jesus, as God took on flesh at that very first Christmas time and came to make his home with us, we see that God is not far off and distant. He's not ignorant of the challenges that we face in our world. He doesn't shrug his shoulders at our suffering and the injustices of our world. No, he comes down into the mess in order to make a way for our world to be made whole again. That's what we remember as we celebrate Christmas. God has made himself accessible. He's available, and he's come to make himself fully known. Well, if the first wonder of Christmas is that God has come to make his home with us, the second is that God has come to make himself known to us. We don't have to be confused about what God is like. Let's have that verse back up on the screen that we had a moment ago. The second half of it shows us how God makes himself known. We have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, some people say, I'd believe in God if only he'd come down and show himself to me. Well, that is exactly what he's done. John, the writer of this particular part of the Bible, the eyewitness account of Jesus' life, says exactly that, doesn't he? He says, we have seen him. We've seen his glory. We've seen God himself come in the flesh, come to make his home with us. And his invitation to you and to me this Christmas time is to come and behold him, to come and see him for ourselves, to come and know him. I wonder, have you ever taken the time to seriously consider Jesus for yourself? Have you ever taken the time to read one of the eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life? So often we make judgments based on things that we've heard from other people, rumors and gossip, rather than taking the time to really consider the evidence for ourselves. But Jesus, the Son of God, came to make himself known. He came in real time to a real place, to real people who saw him with their own eyes and who wrote much of what he said and did, so that we, as well as them, can encounter the living God for ourselves and come to know him too. Now, I don't know what picture of God you have in your mind as you join us this evening. Perhaps you're not even sure if he's there. Perhaps you think of him as mean and angry, like a nasty head teacher who's just looking to catch you out. Or perhaps you think of him as unreliable or untrustworthy. Life's just thrown too many challenges your way, and you wonder, does God really care? Well, just look at how John describes Jesus, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. These are the two distinctives of the God of the Bible that Jesus makes plain. Firstly, he's full of grace. That means he doesn't deal with us as we deserve, but brings rich and undeserved blessings of God's kindness to us. He's not a grumpy head teacher. He's not just looking for us to keep the rules, but he's wonderfully patient when we get things wrong. Jesus didn't come in anger to judge the world, but to help us, to save us, by giving his own life on a cross for us. Through him, we can even become the children of God. That's what John writes just a couple of verses before this. He says, to all who receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So we can be part of God's family. That's the gift that is on offer this Christmas time. To come and receive the gift of new life in God's family from Jesus. You see, Jesus isn't trying to trick us either. He's full of grace, and what else is he full of? He's full of truth. He wants to show us what's real. Now, our world is so messed up when it comes to truth, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with leaders who lie and mislead us. But as a culture and as a nation, we're confused when it comes to truth. People say things like, that's true for you, but it's not true for me. You have your truth, I have my truth. But if we're all honest, we know that that's not the way truth works, is it? You know, if you say that you've had a Christmas party, calling it a business meeting doesn't mean it was really a Christmas party, does it? No, some things are true and some things are not. But you know what? When it comes to matters that are even more important than that, for some reason, we're happy to fudge this a bit and say, you can have a different truth, a truth that's completely contradicts you to a different truth about God, and we'll just all say, you know, they're all true. They all lead to the same place. Now, this might make it easier for us to get along with people who think differently, but it leaves us missing out on what is really true, doesn't it? The atheist says there is no God. The Muslim says Jesus is not God. And the Bible says Jesus is God in the flesh who has come to rescue and reveal himself to us. these can't all be true, can they? But you know what? Jesus backs up his claim to be God himself. As you read the eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life, you see he healed the sick, he had power over nature, he taught with great authority, he even raised a man from the dead before dying a death he predicted, and then 3 days later rising to life again so that he could offer you new life as well. He is the truth made flesh. God has come to make his home with us and to make himself known to us. The question for each of us this Christmas time is, will we let him make his home in our heart? Will we let him make his home in our hearts? You know what? He's done the hard work of bridging the gap between us and him. He came down, constraining himself to a human body because he wants us to know him. He wants us to experience the new life and joy that only comes from knowing him. So let's not keep God at a distance this Christmas time. Let's let the grace and truth of Jesus fill our hearts. Now, we'd love to invite you to come back and join us for our other Christmas services over this Christmas period. We'd love you to come back in January to our services then and continue thinking about these things. We've got a course especially designed for those who want to explore these things a bit more called Christianity Explored that we're going to be running in January on Wednesdays throughout January, where you can come along and read an eyewitness account of Jesus' life for yourself, the Gospel of Mark, and ask any question that you might have. Perhaps that's something you'd like to do in the new year, to continue thinking about Jesus who has made God known to us. And you know what, I think if you do that, you might just be surprised at what you discover. As Steve and Karen were sharing earlier, knowing Jesus changes everything. Someone else who recently came on one of our Christianity Explored courses read the Gospel of Mark, got to the end of the book, and simply said, wow. Wow. Because Jesus was so much better than she was expecting. Maybe you would have that same experience if you took the time to do the same for yourself. God has come to make his home with us, to make himself known to us. Will you let him make his home in your heart this Christmas? Because if you do, you'll receive new life from him that only God can bring to you. That's exactly why Jesus came. And that's why we celebrate at this time of year the fact that the Word, God himself, was made flesh and he came full of grace and truth. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're going to finish our time together singing a classic song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. So let's stand and join in wholeheartedly with this final carol.